Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's tastemaker was a warrior for workers' rights. She dedicated herself to speaking up for those who couldn't advocate for themselves. We're talking about Jessie Lopez de la Cruz. Jessie Lopez was born in 1919 in Anaheim, California. She was the oldest of three in a family of farm workers, and lived with her extended relatives, including her grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Because her family struggled financially, Jessie started picking fruits and vegetables in the field at 5 years old.
My family survived on farm worker wages. We moved from school to school, from city to city, camp to camp, as we followed the crops throughout Southern California.
By the time she was nine, her family had left Anaheim to work as migrant farm laborers. She helped with farm labor and also helped her siblings with their homework because she spoke the most fluent English. Beginning in 1929, a string of tragedies rocked the foundation of Jessie's family. First, her Aunt Maria, who was more of a sibling figure due to her age, died in an accident. Then, in 1930, Jessie's mother fell ill and died. After that, her grandfather died too. And in 1931, Jessie's stepfather fled the country after having an altercation with another man. All of this happened in the thick of the Great Depression, which hit Jessie's impoverished family hard. They often had to sleep on the side of the road in a tent. The adults made just 10 cents per hour, and the children made nothing. In 1932, Jessie witnessed her first strike. In San Juan Capistrano, a coalition of workers, many of whom were Mexican, gathered to protest working conditions. An official from the Mexican consulate arrived to negotiate with the participants, and he asked Jessie for help translating from Spanish to English. This was her first experience helping to negotiate a labor dispute. Jessie's family continued to face one hardship after another. Their car broke down, their camp flooded out, and they were forced to settle down in an abandoned granary. There, they foraged for food and potentially contaminated water to survive. At one point, Jessie came down with typhoid fever and had to stay isolated in the hospital until she recovered. In 1938, Jessie married Arnold de la Cruz, another farm worker, and moved to the small city of Huron. Jessie then worked in a local lunch truck that served many of the surrounding field workers. She and Arnold had six children. Thanks to her childhood and her many interactions with laborers as she served them food, Jessie was highly aware of the many injustices faced by workers, mostly Mexican Americans, in the agriculture industry.
What do you think of the idea of a union for farm workers?
Well, I think it's ridiculous.
They worked in brutal heat, Foremen pocketed their taxes and wages, and they faced extreme price gouging at company stores on farm property. Racial wage gaps and a lack of opportunities for higher education prevented many from standing up for themselves. In 1965, Arnold started working with Cesar Chavez and the organization that would become the United Farm Workers, then called the National Farm Workers Association. The group met in Jesse's home, and soon Jesse herself became involved. She later recalled Chavez proclaiming, "Women have to be involved. They're the ones working out in the fields with their husbands. If you can take women into the fields with their husbands, you can certainly take them to meetings." In the following years, Jesse traveled between the surrounding towns to enroll farm workers into the union. She recruited more people than anyone else in the organization. Jesse and the United Farm Workers picketed stores, advocated for Mexican-American workers' safety, fought employer corruption, and converted others to the union cause. In 1968, the first United Farm Workers hiring hall was established directly next to Jesse's home, and Jesse became the manager. She distributed food donations, collected dues, and continued translating for community members. Her community work and advocacy earned her spots on the Fresno County Economic Opportunity Commission, the Central California Action Associates, and California's Commission on the Status of Women. In 1972, she was a delegate at the Democratic National Convention. One of Jesse's key contributions to the United Farm Workers was making the organization more welcoming and inclusive for women. Jesse added women to all-male committees and guided their leadership on a variety of projects, despite pushback from within the union. Jesse also faced opposition from outside forces. She was called a radical, a communist, and a troublemaker by counter-protesters and reporters. In 1993, Jesse retired from the United Farm Workers. Her trailer caught fire, forcing her to move to a senior apartment building. She joined the California Rural Legal Assistance and sorted donations at a Catholic charity. On September 2, 2013, Jesse died. Her funeral in downtown Fresno drew hundreds of attendees who had been touched by her advocacy. Jesse's life was depicted in an ABC miniseries and in a biography. As always, we'll be taking a break for the weekend. We'll be back on Monday with the story of another tastemaker. Next time, we're heading back to late 19th century New York City. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you on Monday. This week of Encyclopedia Womanica is sponsored by Verishop, an e-commerce destination for everyday luxury, where the tastemakers of today can get everything they need to dress, cook, clean, and live. Go to verishop.com/encyclopedia, that's verishop.com/encyclopedia, for 15% off your first order.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.